We're out here to call these people out of the... That's my husband. Oh. Out of the world and into the scriptures. You don't want to be a friend of this world. You know, friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God.
Yeah, I have heard that, yep.
Okay, so there's a lot that you've heard. What are you going to do with all that? You want to repent, which is a turning of your mind and your ways to Him, leaving all your sin behind, going forth in new life, being born again like you mentioned, and then following in holiness and obedience as fruit that we have the Holy Spirit within us. If we have the Holy Spirit, we want to be holy and have holy acts for Him, right? And then we have to keep doing that till the day we die, lest we fall away. How can you do that here? You just kind of, I love you. If you're wandering around just kind of enjoying the world, and we talked about James 4:4, if you love this world, it means fondness. If you're fond of this world, you're an enemy of God. The love of God can't be in you if you love this world.
I got it.
So you got to be willing to lose everything, right? Didn't Jesus say lay down your life and lose it for Him? That means friends, family, your desires, your pursuits, whatever it is. Pride, vanity. I mean, there's commands for godly women in there, commands for godly men. You're not in your head like you know a lot of this.
I do know.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
I got to ask you, though, why are you not obeying it, though?
Well, I think I am. I think you can have... God doesn't mind if you have things that you enjoy that are not sinful.
That could be, but what about all the stuff you do know that you would have to change in your life? You nodded your head when I was talking about godly women coming out of the world, and I mentioned a few things you were nodding like, you know, you got to repent of those, because those are way more than one. And we talked about how you'd be left outside the gates of heaven if there's one, right? You got to repent of all of them. Because guess what? How old are you? I'm 55.
63.
You're 63. We're pretty close. How many years do you think we got left? And then how many years of that versus eternity?
Yeah.
The weight scale for eternity is a lot bigger forever and ever and ever and ever. It never ends. We get one chance in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Serve Christ. Follow after Him in spirit and truth. Let me know if I can help you. My email's on there. Check out our website. We don't belong to any organization. Mm-hmm. We take nobody's money, unlike all the churches do.
Yeah.
We call people out of the churches because they're made hundreds of years after Christ established the New Testament body.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the New Testament in the scriptures. Here's a novel idea. How about repent, be born again, follow Him in the scriptures, and leave all this world behind?
Don't live for this world.
Sounds pretty simple. It might be hard to do. It's uncomplicated, but it can be difficult to do. But what's worth your soul? What will you give to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Ponder that. I love you. Let me know if I can help you. Thanks for talking.